last June, the pain clinic closed. The two consultants had moved on to new areas. And I raised my concerns about losing two consultants in this area. So what we've done is we wrote to the HSE and outlined a number of questions which we wanted answers to. Unfortunately, I put a motion down in the council on this, and the response we got back from the HSE is unacceptable for the first reason. I've contacted our spokesperson, Dave Conan, to raise it once again in the Dáil regarding this clinic. As we know, this is a regional hub for pain management in the whole of the Northwest. Now, we have a Galway service, but I'm hearing at the moment that service is to close too. So that'll leave only Dublin open, and the Dublin service at present is chock-a-block, and they're not taking any new referrals. So we have a serious situation here happening. And we know now that the National Treatment Purchase Fund is being used now for to treat patients near and far. But I think the price that people have to pay for this consultancy fee has gone through the roof. And as well as that, if you do get in on one of these services and you get your injection, that's it. You have to go back and start through the whole process right again, which if you went to the pain clinic that was there in Sligo, you got your injection, they followed up that with a phone call, they found out were you on the right medication and everything like that. That is not happening with this national treatment purchase scheme.
What has the HSE's response been to this to date then?
Well, the HSE response back to me was that, Councillor Healy, you have three representatives on the HSE board and they may raise these issues for you. Now, I'm lucky enough that we have three good councillors on that board, and I did put the motion through it, and I did ask them to raise it at it. But unfortunately, I did not get a response back to it. So I will be raising it at Monday's meeting of Sligo County Council, that if local representatives or councillors have questions to ask the HSE, that they don't fog us off, that you have three members on the board, and we'll be giving them the answers, because that's not what we're meant to be here for. We're representatives that are meant to represent everyone. And the HSE and the Minister has to be held responsible for the closure of this pain services. And what we want to know is, when is it going to be open? Because we cannot afford to lose any more services here in Sligo or the Northwest.